Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Facebook is planning an extensive redesign to its Messenger application on iOS. The goal is to simplify the experience of the app with a focus on stories and friends, which comes at the cost of certain other features. While Facebook originally tried to focus on shopping and chatbots with Messenger, the new strategy moves away from those things. The new Messenger design removes the Discover tab at the bottom of the app altogether. Discover served as a home for those chatbots, along with easy access to brands, games, and other businesses. In the new Messenger app, which is rolling out now, you get a two-tabbed design at the bottom, one for people and another for chats. The Chats tab will show all of your active Messenger threads, but the People tab will show a list of currently active friends, as well as their stories. The Stories format has proven popular on Instagram, and Facebook seemingly wants to replicate that success in Messenger with this new design. We've got all of the details on the Facebook Messenger redesign at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has agreed to pay up to $500 million to settle litigation accusing it of slowing down older iPhones as it launched new models. The class action settlement was proposed on Friday evening, and it calls for Apple to pay upwards of $25 per iPhone to affected consumers. The court documents show that Apple denied any wrongdoing, but it's settling the nationwide case in order to avoid the burdens and costs of litigation. The settlement covers United States owners of the iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, and SE. The proposed class action settlement still requires approval by the U.S. District Judge in San Jose, California, but lawyers in the case are happy with the settlement, calling it fair, reasonable, and adequate. All of this stems from Apple's decision to throttle an iPhone's performance when there was a risk of the iPhone shutting down due to degraded battery health. But the biggest motivation behind most of these lawsuits is that Apple didn't disclose this fact up front. Apple acknowledged that it should have had better communicated the problem from the start, and its interim solution was to offer discounted battery replacements for affected iPhone owners. In this lawsuit specifically, the consumers said that their phone's performance suffered after they installed iPhone updates. They argued that this misled them into believing that their phones were near the end of their life cycles, requiring replacements or new batteries. But Apple argued that the problems were mainly due to temperature changes, high usage, and other issues. But nonetheless, Apple agreed to settle the class action lawsuit, and we should learn more details about the payouts soon. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. Apple continues to be affected by the coronavirus outbreak around the world. Reuters reports that LG Innotek, which supplies camera modules for the iPhone, has been forced to shut down one of its factories due to a worker contracting the virus. A Samsung plant in South Korea has also been forced to shut down for the same reason. Both of these factories are located near the area in the country where most of its coronavirus cases have been reported. LG Innotek supplies camera modules for almost all of Apple's iPhones, including the upcoming iPhone 12. The Reuters report details that the company's South Korean factory will be closed on Monday for disinfection, but whether or not that means it will reopen by Tuesday remains to be seen. Meanwhile, Apple continues to support its employees who are stranded in China due to coronavirus. Apple has sent care packages to those employees designed to include comfort items like candies and butter cookies. The kit also includes tea, hand sanitizer, and face masks, but most notably is a 10.2-inch iPad. Apple is telling employees that the iPad can be used for children's online learning or simply to pass the time. In the letter accompanying the care packages, Apple details the employee assistance program, which it is providing to the employees who are stranded in China during the outbreak. Apple says that this program can provide a wide range of assistance to these employees and their families, and that it's designed to help them get through this tough time. During the Q1 2020 earnings call in January, Tim Cook explained that Apple has restricted travel to and from China during the coronavirus outbreak. This means that there are employees who usually work in other countries stranded in China, and vice versa. And more recently, in an interview with Fox Business, Cook said that he believes the situation is under control in China, but it's clear that the worldwide impact remains to be seen. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin in which he goes hands-on with the Samsung Galaxy Buds Plus and compares them with AirPods Pro. We've also got our full roundup of everything you can expect from the 2020 iPad Pro refresh. You can find both of these stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.